So we're going to have a pause in our series of Psalm 23. Am I okay using this one? Is that okay? Yeah. So we're going to have a pause in our series just until Advent's over. And we're going to have three or four weeks now on messages around the story of Christmas. And I've got a little slide, just a few slides there. I want to say, which star are you going to follow this Christmas? Which star are you going to follow this Christmas? Life is increasingly becoming about who you follow and who follows you. Social media, whether you like it or not, I don't like it, but it's part of life nowadays. And it's all about who follows you and who you follow. I'm going to have some slides coming up in a minute if we can. But there are all sorts of people becoming stars purely based on social media. I can't get my head around it, but they become stars based on social media. Then you've got the well-known actors, you've got the pop stars, you've got the celebrities who are in their own right, I guess, stars. And they're on social media too. And I just wanted a bit of trivia before we get into the meat of the talk today. Who knows who's got the most followers on Twitter? The next slide will give you three choices. No, not the Lord is my shepherd. Jesus would have the most followers on Twitter, I reckon. Who's got the most? I'll give you 2 seconds. Shout out some answers. Everyone think, what's the consensus? Justin Bieber? Okay, the answer is Barack Obama. Okay, so he has 130 million followers on Twitter. I have about 12, so that's a bit of context for you. I'm not even on Twitter, I'm just joking. Instagram. Have we got Instagram? I really dislike Instagram, but Instagram. The choices are Kim Kardashian, Cristiano Ronaldo, or Beyonce. Who's got the most followers on Instagram? Everyone thinks Kim? Cristiano Ronaldo is the right answer. 369 million followers on Instagram. Wow. I know he's good at football and everything, but anyway. And then the last one, TikTok. I don't even know what TikTok is. But who thinks he's got the most followers on TikTok? You think Will? Who else? The answer is the third one. I don't even know who she is. Charli D'Amelio. Anyone heard of her? Never heard of her. Apparently she was a professional dancer and she turned a TikTok star. I think she's obviously making a lot more money now. She's on TikTok than she was doing dancing. But there you have it. I told you can become a star overnight on social media. That was just a little bit of trivia. But why did I start with that trivia? I want to ask us all today, which star are we going to follow closely this Christmas? Which star are we going to follow most closely this Christmas? The Magi, the Magi, the wise men, the three kings, whatever you want to call them, they followed a star, didn't they, at Christmas 2,000 years ago. And that star led them to where baby Jesus was born, who was to be the Saviour of the world. Let's pick it up in Matthew 2, verse 1. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi, or Magi from the east, came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born king of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I may too go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was born. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Hallelujah. And today, as we saw in our trivia just now at the beginning of the message, famous people, sportsmen and social media influencers have become, and I'm going to do inverted commas, stars in our society. They've become the stars that people follow. People this Christmas will be glued to their phones following these people. People will be sat there interested in what these people are doing this Christmas. They'll be influenced perhaps about how they see life. They might be influenced about how they see success. They might be influenced about how they see beauty and how they define what is good in life, what they aspire to become in. People will follow these stars this Christmas. But the reality is that these stars are only human. They're mortals, mere mortals like you and I. They will let their followers down. At one point or another, these people will disappoint and let down their followers because they're purely human. You think about Barack Obama. Maybe on the whole you think he did a good job. Many people will think he did a good job. I haven't got an opinion on it. I'm not from the United States. But I'm sure there's some people that may feel he let them down. There will be some people that feel he let them down when he was president of the United States. What about Cristiano Ronaldo? I mean, my son idolizes almost Cristiano Ronaldo. I don't like that word. But he loves Cristiano Ronaldo. And I'm sure that many women all over the world love Cristiano Ronaldo. He's not bad looking, I suppose. But he's an absolute superstar of the world of football. But we know that he doesn't always get it right, do we? And he's going to let his followers down. We know there's that cloud hanging over him. If you know about him too much, there's a cloud hanging over him, the scandal that's around him, because he's a human and he's not perfect. He cannot be perfect all the time. And now this Charlie D'Amelio, I don't even know who she is, this TikTok star. But I'm sure if she hasn't yet, she will let her followers down at some point because she's only human. Just like I let people down, just like everybody lets people down. But people follow these stars irrespective of whether they will let them down and disappoint them or not. And I'm here to tell you at the outset of Advent and this Christmas period that you can follow a star, a superstar that will never let you down, that will never disappoint you. Which star are you going to follow this Christmas? Because the star that the Magi followed led to the place where the Savior of the world was born. And people through centuries after centuries have been putting their faith and their trust in Jesus, and they've never been let down when they've done that. Yeah, we might find disappointment at times. We might be disappointed. I think Gemma might have said that last week, that there'll be times when we're disappointed, but ultimately, Jesus will never disappoint. The star that we follow to Christ will not disappoint. We may feel discouraged and disappointed at times, and we can tell God that, but Jesus does not disappoint. He is the only cup that satisfies in this life. And now, because the Magi followed that star all those years ago, we can now follow this star at Christmas too. And we can find Jesus. And if we find Jesus, we find a person in Christ who commands our following because of his stance on matters of equality. If you think about his stance on equality in terms of gender and race and background and social status, Jesus can have our following because of how he stands for those things. We find in Christ a person who's got a desire to reach out to the suffering and the hurting and those who are in pain. And that's another reason why we can follow Jesus, why he's sort of earned our following, if you like. Or he's worthy of our following. That's a better word. He's worthy of our following. We find in Christ a person who is so gracious with us and so merciful to us that we feel that he is worthy to be followed. Certainly that's how I feel this Christmas, that when I want to follow someone, I want to follow someone who's worthy of my following. And Jesus is absolutely worthy of my following. Born at Christmas all those years ago, the star for all the ages, the star that transcends the ages, the star that stands above all the stars of social media and society, Jesus Christ is the star to follow this Christmas. If you're going to follow someone closely this Christmas, and I'm not saying you can't be on social media, it's part of life, but if you're going to follow a star closely this Christmas, follow Jesus. And I was looking at the various reasons, it's going to be a bit fun this morning, I was looking at a few reasons why people follow people on social media. Firstly, people follow people for body transformation. This is a big one. Body transformation. It's very popular for people to follow people to get inspired to transform their body or to get fit in one way or another. It's big business. These people are making loads of money by selling plans to transform your body in fitness and muscle gain and diet and all that sort of stuff, eating right. And it's remarkable how much weight is placed, or how much weight's a bad word there, importance is placed on getting the perfect physical body. Achieving the perfect body shape. It's all over social media. I guess it's always been kind of that case, but now it's amplified because of social media, right? And I'm a firm believer in us needing to take care of our body. I mean, look, I'm obviously an example to us all. Not really. but I'm a firm believer we need to take care of ourselves. We need to eat right and we need to regularly exercise. Doctors say that that's good physically for you, but that's also good mentally for you, for your mental health. So it ticks a lot of boxes to eat right and exercise right. I believe also it can help us with confidence and all that sort of stuff. So I'm not in any way saying don't follow someone to try and improve your physical well-being and your physical form. That's not what I'm saying here. But we need to keep everything in perspective. We need to keep everything in perspective. God doesn't look at outward appearance, but he looks at the heart. So you might be following someone who's got the perfect body, but what's the shape of their heart? What's the health of their heart? They might have a healthy body, but what is the condition of their heart, these people that you follow? God looks at the heart, not at the outward appearance. So let's get everything in perspective when we're following people on social media. The much more value to him is, what is the condition of your heart? And what about caring for your soul that we saw a couple of weeks ago in those green pastures that he provides for you, finding rest for your soul? That's much more important to him than the condition of your physical body. And I want to say this because these stars will give you some insight into how to work out and train and eat well and to get you in a better physical shape. But listen to this. The star that I would invite us all to follow this Christmas says in 70 to 80 years, if you're blessed and fortunate, you will pass from this life and you will be given a new body. You will be given a new body, an eternal body, where you will be with him forever in eternity. So perspective on this, yeah, we need to take care of this temple of the Holy Spirit that Jesus has given to us. But the perspective is, in 70 to 80 years, it says in Scripture, you will be given a new body to be worshipping him for eternity. 2 Corinthians 5:1 says, for we know that when this earthly tent we live in is taken down, that is when we die and leave this earthly body, we will have a house in heaven, an eternal body made for us by God himself and not by human hands. Amen. So God doesn't just tell us how to improve our body now on earth. He says, one day I'm going to give you a new body. If you follow me, if you follow the star that is Jesus, one day you will get a new body, the body you've always wanted, because you'll live forever and ever in eternity with Jesus. That's the kind of star that I want to follow. There's nothing wrong with following people to motivate fitness and all that. But the star I want to follow is someone who can give me a body for eternity. Because this is just a shell. It's my soul that Jesus loves. It's your soul that Jesus loves. And he will give you a new body one day. Make sure you're following the right star this Christmas. Follow the true star, and one day we will get the body we've always wanted. Secondly, people follow people, and I guess it's connected, but people follow people on social media for their diet plan, for nutrition. It's linked to the above goal, but people follow for nutrition advice. How am I going to eat better? How am I going to take care of this body that I have? And people follow people all over. It's big business. They sell supplements to people and proteins, whey proteins, vegan proteins, all this sort of stuff. It's big business. And whether it's to put on muscle gain, whether it's to shred your body for the summer, this is big business that people try and sell you on social media. And above, I've said, eating well is important. Eating well is a key part of our life and our shell here on earth. I've seen many changes this year as I've eaten well. This year, if I've changed my eating habits this year, I've learned to love brown rice and brown pasta. The secret is put loads of sauce on it, really spicy sauce, and you don't even know what you're eating, right? It's the truth, isn't it? Enough sauce just takes away. But I've learned to eat brown rice and eat brown pasta and grains and all this sort of stuff. And it's done the world of good to me. My health is in a much better place than it was because I've started to eat better. But you see, social media is plastered full of people who want to get you eating right, giving you diet plans. They charge you for following these diet plans. It's all good stuff. I'm not saying it's not good stuff. But again, which star should we be following for our advice on eating? Because the star that I invite us to follow this Christmas says of himself, I am the bread of life. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Remember, he said, isn't life more than what you're eating and drinking? He is food for our souls. He is nourishment for us. So if we're going to follow a star based on what we're going to eat this Christmas, follow Jesus, because he is the bread of life. And when Jesus made that statement, it was came one day after he just fed the 5,000. You know that story in the Bible where he fed the 5,000 men, and then there were women and children with 5 loaves and 2 fish, or was it the other way around? Doesn't really matter. 2 loaves, 5 fish, the other way around, whatever. But anyway, he's feeding the multitudes, and then the next day, the very next day, he says, I am the bread of life. The star you can follow this Christmas is food and nourishment for your soul. Why did he say that? You know what he was doing? He was relating himself to bread, a staple diet. Bread is a staple part of your diet. I try not to eat too much bread because it's only brown an option, and brown's not that nice. So I try not to eat too much bread. But bread is a staple part of the diet, right? So Jesus was saying, I am essential to your everyday life. I am the bread of your diet for everyday life. Feed on me, he was saying when he said that. But also, what he was doing in those moments was trying to change the perspective of the disciples. Because he was talking to his disciples at that moment when he said, I am the bread of life. And they were questioning him, what are you talking about? Do you know what he was saying? He was saying, yesterday I provided all that bread for those people, but that's for their earthly bodies. I am the bread of life. I am your spiritual, eternal bread. So he was trying to shift their focus from the earthly to the eternal, to get them to focus not on things that are seen, but on those things that are unseen. You see, we don't need to just follow people for diet advice here on earth. We need to shift our focus to the eternal and focus on the bread of life, because he's feeding us for eternity. Hallelujah. So the next time you click on someone to follow based on a diet plan, meditate on the fact that Jesus is the bread of life, and he satisfies you here on earth, and he will forever in eternity. The third reason I think people follow people on social media is for fashion advice. It's a very common thing, again. People click follow because they want to look like Kylie Jenner or whoever that we had up there. Will Smith. Who else? Justin Bieber. People want to model their fashion advice on these influencers. And these people are making a killing on social media, selling clothes on behalf of online outlets and online retailers. So they model it, and people go, oh yeah, that would look great on me, and then they buy it. So it's big business. They go on social media for fashion advice. I've got absolutely no problem with, you know, dressing well and looking good. It's not easy to look like this, all right? So I've got absolutely no problem. Seriously, Gemma's always on to me to go and buy some clothes. I've absolutely zero interest in shopping, buying clothes. My clothes are like old and worn out. Gemma's forcing me to buy some clothes for myself. But there's nothing wrong, you know, with being fashionable, keeping up with trends. Likewise, there's nothing wrong with being different and standing out. Both of those are fashion choices, by the way. They're both fashion statements. Whether you go along with the trends or you stand out, they're both fashion statements that you're making. So there's nothing wrong with any of this in principle. But again, perspective. Please remember what Jesus said. He said, isn't life much more than the clothes that you wear? Isn't life much more than the clothes that you wear? And here's the thing. The star of Christmas, Jesus, he goes way beyond influencing our choices of clothes. He says that he will give you new clothes. So on that new body that he gives you, he's going to give you new clothes. And what it says in Scripture is that he's going to take your filthy rags and replace them with robes of righteousness. So the rags that are full of sin and shame, as Paul has said, we don't need to dwell or focus on that anymore, because now we are, if we are in Christ, we are the righteousness of God. So he reclothes us, not just gives us fashion advice, but reclothes us. That's worth a hallelujah. Because none of us in our own state are worthy to be seen as anything but sinful, filthy rags. But Jesus gives us new clothes. Which star are we going to follow this Christmas. I love this in Isaiah 61:10. I delight greatly in the Lord. My soul rejoices in my God, for he has clothed me with garments of salvation and arrayed me in a robe of righteousness. So when you follow the real star of Christmas, you get much more than fashion advice. You get clothes for your salvation, garments of salvation, and robes of righteousness. Isn't God good? What he gives to us through his Son, Jesus. So when you follow the star of Christmas, the real true star this Christmas, what it means is that you put on Christ. You wear Christ. You're clothed in Christ. You are a new creation in Christ. And when the Father looks at you now, he no longer sees your sin or your filthy, dirty clothes, but he sees the robes of righteousness that Christ has won and purchased for you. Which star are you going to follow this Christmas for the advice around what you're going to wear? Hallelujah. And fourthly, another reason people follow people on social media is for a well-worded refrain, a well-worded quote, or one-liner, if you like. And I'd really dislike Twitter. Out of all the platforms, Twitter's my... I really hate Twitter. Dislike it. We saw in the summer the abuse of our young black footballers at the hands of racists on Twitter. And they often do it without any sort of traceability on their Twitter account. So they can just get away with saying what they want because no one can actually trace them. So I hate Twitter because there's all sorts of bullying and abuse, of racial abuse and all sorts on Twitter. But the reason people follow people on Twitter is to get the latest well-worded quote, the latest well-worded quip on Twitter, one that makes resonates with them maybe or makes them laugh. And you've seen the sort of ones that might have made you laugh. And I have to say that Jesus would have been the most followed person on Twitter of all time. I don't think Jesus would have gone on Twitter, but if he was, he would have been the most followed person of all time. If you think about these last 2,000 years and all the people that have followed Jesus for these last 2,000 years, he would have had people glued to Twitter. He would have had people, you know, feeding out the palm of his hand on Twitter. Can you imagine some of his one-liners about life, the way to true life, and his one-liners about his upside-down kingdom? Can you imagine? People would have been like desperate to follow Jesus on Twitter. Think about some of the statements that our Jesus has made. This one, for everyone who exalts themselves will be humbled, and everyone who humbles themselves will be exalted. Can you imagine? Retweet, retweet, retweet. Can you imagine that? Jesus, some of the statements he made would have been the most followed and tweeted and liked tweets of all history. What about this? Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. What do you mean I'm blessed if I mourn? We did that, didn't we, in that series earlier this year. What about this? I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me, Jesus says. He is the way. For what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world but loses his soul? Wow, that would have had an OMG. Exclamation, exclamation on that one. Have you seen what Jesus has just said about losing in life? If we gain everything, we lose everything. What does he mean? What about this? For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, so that all who believe in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Well, I am the resurrection and the life, Jesus said. Can you imagine the response to these tweets if they were on Twitter in this when Jesus was walking on earth? You can imagine the retweeting and the talk about this all over. He would have been trending worldwide, Jesus, with some of these amazing things he said. And you know what the truth is? That the real star of Christmas, if you want to follow a star this Christmas, he made some of the most profound statements in the whole of history. And they weren't just statements, they were truths. Because this stuff was corroborated by eyewitnesses who wrote the Gospels in our Bible. They were eyewitnesses to all the things that Jesus said. So these are not just statements. They're not just tweets. We know they are true because they are written by eyewitnesses of what Jesus did. So when Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life, that's the truth. Jesus did rise again. And Jesus did say that he was the first fruits of the resurrection, so that one day we will rise again and be with him forever. So if you want to place your trust in a star this Christmas on somebody who puts a statement out on Twitter, then trust in Jesus' statement that he is the resurrection and the life, because one day you will rise again and live forever. And finally, the last reason people follow people on social media is for perfect pictures. Anyone follow someone just to see the perfect pictures that somebody else puts up, whether it's the latest one in front of a mirror in a gym? You don't have to go too much on social media to see those. They're two a penny in the gym, you know, not even working out, just tensing in front of the mirror or whatever. You've seen those, I'm sure. Or maybe it's to follow a star who, in their very luxurious and lavish lifestyle, are traveling the world and seeing these most beautiful places. And maybe we just want to follow to see the pictures of where they've been or where they're going to. That's often why people click that follow button on people's social media account. But it's interesting, again, because I believe that Jesus would have had the greatest pictures to post on Instagram. We've already said he would have had the best tweets, but Jesus would have had the best pictures to post on Instagram, wouldn't he? Can you imagine some of the stuff Jesus did? If he had put that on Instagram, again, people would have liked those photos world over, been wowed at those photos well over. But the thing is, here's the thing with Jesus. Jesus was so humble, he didn't draw attention to himself. You see, Jesus was the most humble man to ever walk on the earth. And so he didn't actually try and manufacture followers. Like these Instagram stars are trying to manufacture followers. Jesus actually said, I want to get away from the crowds. I want to get away from these people. These people are just following me for all the great things that I'm doing. I want them to love me for who I am, is what Jesus was saying. So Jesus wasn't interested in drawing a following. He was interested in transforming lives. And you think about the Gospels that we've just mentioned, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. They were mental pictures that the disciples took of all the things that Jesus did and said when he walked on earth. So yeah, they didn't have camera phones, they didn't have all of this technology we had, but the disciples took mental pictures of everything Jesus did, and they've written it down in the books of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And every time I read the Gospels, I start to imagine the scenes. Do you imagine the scenes when you read the feeding of the 5,000? Do you imagine the scenes when you read about when he said, whoever's without sin, cast the first stone? Can you imagine that picture, drawing in the dust around that woman who was caught in adultery? Jesus would have had the best pictures to put up on Instagram, but he was too humble to do any of that. He would have told the disciples, put your cameras down, put your camera phones down. I don't want to draw attention to myself. How different to the stars that we follow today. Desperate for attention and fame, putting stuff on Instagram for their 5 minutes of fame that their grandchildren will have to see one day. Because once it's on there forever. Posting stuff for their fame right now, for a little bit of money. Posting whatever they want, just for fame and fortune. But Jesus said, no, no, let's get away from the crowd. Let's go away. Jesus didn't want fame. He didn't want fortune. Jesus wanted to meet people where they were at and change their lives. Imagine the star of Christmas, Jesus, if he had put these things on Instagram. Imagine if he had posted the photo of him walking on water. Imagine that on Instagram, that Jesus is walking on water. Imagine the response. Imagine the response to him feeding the multitudes twice. Imagine him turning water into wine. Imagine him sitting at the well with the woman at the well who had a checkered past, but who he showed so much love to. Imagine if he posted a picture of those two. Imagine if he took a picture of him carrying his cross on Instagram. Imagine if he put a picture of him breathing his last breath on the cross on Instagram. Imagine if he puts a picture of him leaning against the stone that he's just rolled away from the tomb. Selfie time. Can you imagine? Jesus would have had the best pictures to put on Instagram, because Jesus has done the best things in all of history. Don't get confused about who you're following this Christmas. Follow the true star of Christmas, because there's another photo that Jesus could put on Instagram, and it would be a picture of him having breakfast on the beach after he was confirmed dead. Jesus had breakfast on the beach with the disciples after he was confirmed dead. Now that would have shook Instagram. Jesus is the greatest. Jesus is the only star that we need to follow this Christmas. I'm not saying you can't go on social media. It's not a message about that. But when we're following people on social media, meditate on the star of Christmas, Jesus, the superstar of Christmas, the star that is above all other stars, the name that is above all other names, Jesus Christ. Will you follow the star that leads to life this morning? This Christmas, will you follow the star just as the Magi did all those years ago? Will you follow the star that leads you to Jesus? Because it changed their life, the Magi. They bowed down and worshipped him. And you know, one day every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. But for me, I decide I'm doing that now. I'm going to bow down and I'm going to kneel before him and worship him now. That's my decision. What's your decision this Christmas? Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to sing Jireh. But if you're in here and you've got no relationship with Jesus, you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, I want to invite you. You don't have to wait till Christmas, literally Christmas Day, Boxing Day. Invite Jesus into your life right now. Invite Jesus to make home in your heart right now. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the resurrection and the life. So if you want to do that, just raise your hand. Let it be visible to me. No one's watching. Nobody. People will be excited if you do this. It's the best decision that you'll ever make in your life. But if you want to follow Jesus in these moments for the rest of your life, there will be nothing you do that is better than this decision, because nothing is better than him, as we sung. Is there anyone? I'll just leave it for one more moment. Is there anyone? Thank you, Jesus.